You're with 702.
This is Africa Malali on Early Breakfast.
People come to the Cape for the extraordinarily beautiful Table Mountain, for amazing beachfront and vistas, but also they come to the Cape for our food. And one of those must stops in Stellenbosch will obviously be Vier Goose Island. Joining me is Sean Scrooby, who is a self-taught chef and owner of the restaurant. Sean, I'm not sure if I pronounced the name of your restaurant correctly. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Mithani. Yes, the restaurant is definitely, it's called Vier Goose Island. And, you know, it's just born out of our love for fire. And I think it's something that goes close to as many South Africans' hearts.
Meaning that you then prepare meals on fire, open fire, I imagine.
Yes, that's correct. We don't have an electric oven. You know, we do everything on the fire, which is quite nice.
What does that do to the food, I wonder, Sean? Does it give it, because one thinks of an open fire and one thinks of a smokiness, right, that it might bring to either vegetables or perhaps to the meat that you're putting on that fire. What does cooking with an open fire do to the food that you're preparing for your patrons?
You know, to us, it's all about flavor. And, you know, not only do we play with that, you know, the wonderful smoke and the char that we get from the fire effect, but we also play with different types of woods to impart different flavors onto the things that we cook. So, you know, we all love a braai, and this is almost like going to a fancy braai and having a good time with your friends, drinking good wine, and just you know, learning a little bit more about how people are surprised about the effect that fire has on food.
And that's a key point to underscore, I imagine, that it's more than just a braai that one is when going to your restaurant.
Exactly. You know, so we've got this whole dop and chop culture in South Africa, and what we at Vier try to do is, it's almost like, you know, surprise the people that you can put more things on the fire. It's just not the typical lamb chop and a steak that we put on. We put fruit, vegetables, everything that we can. And I think that's what people normally leave with, is that, you know, the big surprising factor of how, you know, how the fire affects the food and how you can actually do much more than just the normal things that you do.
Yeah. It says here that you're a self-taught chef, Sean. Tell us about your journey.
Well, you know, I was in the safari industry for many, many years. But, you know, grew up with a great love of food, you know, cooking. Grandma was one of those that imparted that, you know, almost like the food culture in me. And then as my travels, you know, became more extensive later on in life, you know, I was fortunate to eat at really, really good places. And then I think, you know, the real love for fire came, and food and also hospitality. And I think that's, you know, it's never too late to change careers. So, you know, at my later stages of life, I thought, well, let's open a restaurant, and, you know, it hasn't done too badly since, and this is why we are now, we fell in love with the region that we are, the farm where we are, Dremhoogte Wine Estate, and of course Stellenbosch itself, which is so good for the, you know, not only the wine, but also the food in the area.
In fact, the concept was born in April, 2 years ago, 2022, which I imagine was the tail end of the COVID pandemic in many ways. You would have looked to the industry and thought, wait a minute, what are we doing? What gave you the confidence to forge ahead anyway and go ahead and open this restaurant, given the economic challenges that the world was going through, never mind Cape Town and South Africa?
You know, I think it was definitely at the end of COVID that we came up with the concept. You know, see, I was traveling a lot during those days, you know, leading up to COVID, anywhere between 140 and 200 days a year. And, you know, sometimes family is a great pulling factor to put roots down. But it was also, you know, I was thinking that, you know, we need to eat. And I think always we're hungry for experiences. So why not try and make something where people can, you know, go to something familiar, which is that fire cooking aspect, but then also try and offer an experience. You know, oh, we're on a wine estate where we've got wildlife like zebra, wildebeest, springbok, great wines. You know, the views of the Simonsberg Mountains, and you know, to try and, you know, combine that all into more than just a plate of food, I think that would be a great drawing factor. You know, and you know, we've got a great expression in Afrikaans, who he, wenie waag nie wen nie, like he who doesn't, you know, go for it, won't win. So, you know, I've always got that attitude in life. So, you know, I had to give it a go, you know, and luckily this 2-year journey has been amazing, you know, and we are very fortunate.
Yeah. As you said, you are based at the Remwuchter Wine Estate, which is out in Stellenbosch, in a little island in a dam. That's why it's called Vier Goose Island. And I like the concept of actually having one big table for 16 diners who enjoy the meal in a communal way.
Exactly. You know, there's many great restaurants in the Cape area that's got the social table aspect. And I think, you know, we need a lot more of them where we can bring locals, foreigners, people together. You know, after a glass of wine, then everybody starts getting jovial, you know. So, and we've got so much of that in the Cape. So why not let people speak? You know, COVID pulled us apart for a while, but I think, you know, everybody's hungry to get together and really, really just have a good time, you know, being social with each other and you know, enjoying a good glass of wine and a good plate of food.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. It looks amazing from the pictures on the website. Viergooseisland.com is a website that people should go to for bookings. And Sean, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Okay. Similar, I just want to quickly just talk about, I wonder if I've got another moment about our Onderstok movement in Stellenbosch.
Of course, go ahead.
Yes. So, you know, we are a great amount of chefs. I think, you know, Stellenbosch has been a leader in the wine in our South African industry. And I think, you know, we're so fortunate that, you know, and this is basically the thing for this call is to try and get our chefs together. You know, we've got many amazing restaurants that's doing amazing things. And we recently started with this Onderstok movement about a week ago. We had our first meeting. Onderstok means rootstock, and that's where, you know, to try and get an anchor of, you know, in the culinary industry, you know, to really promote creativity among chefs. You know, which is something that we've really, really gotten together and we're trying to push. You know, we've got amazing restaurants. Bartus Basson was one of the founding chefs with me, and we managed to pull around 22 chefs on Vier Goose Island to really, you know, push creativity, maybe make this an area where we can call it the culinary capital of Africa. You know, we've got such amazing, you know, from guys like Callan Austin from Dusk is doing and Ferment, you know, Martinez Ferreira with his views on Jordan restaurants. You know, I mean, there's so many to mention. We've got new blood coming in, and this is the exciting thing that's happening in Stellenbosch region. You know, and we're hoping that by promoting an interesting culinary, you know, or creative culinary techniques, a good philosophy about our local produce and innovative ideas, we can maybe inspire a lot of youngsters to come through and, you know, come to our area, make sure that we are maybe even, you know, have international events in our area, and then, you know, get a lot more youngsters to come and work in our area as well.
That sounds amazing. And of course, Bertus Basson is a celebrated chef as well. And there is a lot of creativity, ingenuity, and just good flavors when it comes to food in Stellenbosch. Sean, I can't wait to hear more about the Onderstok movement that you've just shared with us. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Sean Scrooby is the owner of Vier Goose Island, a restaurant and undertaking that opened 2 years ago in Stellenbosch at Remwerter Wine Estate. And of course, talking to us about his collaboration with culinary pioneers, Chef Beatrice Persona, amongst others, to undertake and start Onderstok, which is more than a platform, a movement that celebrates Stellenbosch as the culinary capital of South Africa.